Thank you for joining us today. We are Inspiring Better Business, helping you to start, grow, and fix your business. Today, we are examining the law of financial management. If you have been following along with us from the start of God's Laws for Business, you might have been asking, why are they waiting so long to talk about loans and credit? This has been on purpose. Getting a loan does not guarantee success for your business. The only guarantee a loan can give you is that the next month you must make your loan payment, or you will have to face the consequences. Is there something that does guarantee success for your business? Yes, following all of God's laws for business does. Let's jump into a guarantee from the Bible that is written for you. It's found in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 and 10, and it says, honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will be bursting with wine. And yet another guarantee the Bible makes for you is found in Proverbs 21, verse 5, which says, the plans of the diligent lead to profit as surely as haste leads to poverty. I know because I have found both of these verses true in my own life, and I've seen it to be true in my family and friends that I know. Examine yourself. Have you seen diligent plans pay off and usher in success? Have you seen the opposite of that to be true? Hasty plans almost always usher in poverty. This reminds me of Anna and her story, and I wished I could say that it had a happy ending. The following story begins well, but ends horribly. The specific details of Anna's journey are unique to her, but they present the universal principle. Consistently making small yet bad decisions can add up quickly. Either in the past, present, or future, you will most likely encounter at least one situation similar to Anna's path, including an accident or an emergency outside of your control. Resist the temptation to look down on her actions and resolve to learn from her experiences. Money never had a long life in Anna's purse. It came in and went out. Cleaning houses every day barely covered her normal expenses. The weeks that she did make some extra, a family member or a friend would always seem to have an emergency that emptied her purse once again. One of her close friends had tricked her into joining a community savings group. Over 12 months, she had miraculously been able to make each of the monthly deposits. Her group had just decided to disband and distribute all the savings and interest that each person had acquired over the year. The group chairman was sure to remind everyone that this was their seed money. They could use it wisely, invest it, and make the money work for them, or they could spend it foolishly and continue to always have to work for money. Though she heard the advice, it was lost in her mounting excitement. Walking home from the meeting, she continued to think about all the wonderful things that this stack of money could do for her. The first thing she did was go to the grocery store. It was the holiday season, and she volunteered to host the big meal for her entire side of the family. She was not ashamed of cleaning houses for a living, but some of her siblings made lots of money, and when she was around them, she felt like a failure. They were always hosting, always giving gifts for everyone, and always flaunting their money. Now it was her turn. But she told herself this was not wasting her money, and it was not going to use very much of it. She would just use a small portion. Aunt Anna, this is an incredible amount of food, her niece said between mouthfuls. It reminds me of the Christmas gala fundraiser where I work. And I have been meaning to ask you, are you going? Anna felt the eyes of the whole room, which was mostly her family, turn towards her. The social pressure to join the ladies of the family at the gala was very strong. Anna had never gone in the past, but this year was going to be different. She quickly replied, yes, I will be honored to go with you. This meant that she was going to have to buy a gala dress, some new shoes, and probably get her hair done, and would end up donating some money to the event as well. It would not be cheap, but it would be fun, and she justified the expenditures as a way for her to be generous to the others. Between hosting the party and everything involved with going to the gala, Anna had already made half of her seed money disappear. Shortly after the gala, her sister-in-law, Monique, stopped by her house. She was an intimidating lady that came from a very wealthy family. Anna and Monique did not always see eye to eye on moral issues, and so she was surprised when Monique asked her to become a business partner and to open a smoothie shop with her. Monique assured Anna that they would be making a profit within just 30 days of being open. Now, neither one of them had experience with owning or running a smoothie shop, but Monique had a friend in another city who seemed to be making a fortune at it. Initially, Anna was hesitant. She had never owned a business with employees, and in her lifetime, she had only ever tasted one or two smoothies. But those thoughts were quickly overwhelmed with the promise of making a profit without working very hard. And just in 30 days, they could be profitable. They made a verbal agreement and started working out the details. To split the ownership of the shop in half, Monique would pay for the construction labor and materials to remodel the storefront, and Anna would purchase the first round of smoothie supplies and would be the one to sign the business loan. Monique explained that the loan was a short-term boost of money to just get the shop up and running and fully staffed and the weekly restock until they would start making their profit. Buying some smoothie supplies and writing her name on a loan, and then she would be a business owner just like Monique. Anna could do that. That week, Anna went to the restaurant supply store and used the remaining half of her seed money to purchase the first pallet of food and equipment. In the middle of this business startup bliss, something was quietly knocking at the door of her heart, but she ignored it. Whatever it was, she wasn't wanting to hear, telling herself that the store would soon be making a profit, and then she could deal with saving money or paying loans or whatever was trying to get to her attention through that inner witness. Life moved fast the next few weeks as things began to fall into place, until it all suddenly stopped. Her phone rang. Her brother's voice was on the line, and he was fighting back emotion. He had just found out that Monique was cheating on him, and in the middle of the night, she had taken everything. She had drained their bank account and left town. As quickly as she could gather herself, she went straight down to the smoothie shop. She was confronted as she arrived with the foreman, who immediately started yelling at Anna. Monique had failed to make any of the payments for his crew's labor or their materials. His men were forcefully pulling everything of value out of the shop and loading it onto his trailer. Despite Anna's attempt to pacify him, his rage continued to build until it exploded. He grabbed a chunk of wood and threw it across the room at Anna. It shattered Anna's knee and she crumpled to the ground. He did not look back but yelled, "Get me my money! Get me my money now!" as he walked out the store. Anna's knee was exploding with pain, but she did not know what to do. She needed to go to the hospital, but had no way of paying for anything there. Her money was gone. She had no savings. It might be months before she could work a full day and clean houses again. And she had a half-finished smoothie shop that she had no idea how to run it or how to make a profit. Employees were coming tomorrow to start training. The first big payment on the loan was due next week. And everything that she had purchased from the restaurant supply store was now on the back of the foreman's trailer driving away. Her personal financial situation now looked like what it was before, just magnified to much, much larger scale. Just like before, her money had come, and her money had gone. The realization of all this was crushing her. She had thoughtlessly spent her seed money on entertainment and on an unresearched business endeavor. In the moment, each action had the appearance of being good, and she could justify it as such. but she had greatly increased the financial weight on her shoulders and had cut away the safety net of her savings below her. Life knocked her down, and she fell hard, really hard. Wow. Anna's story did not have a happy ending. I hope that you never experience anything similar to that. Take note of the decisions that she made and avoid the stress and pain from her poor choices. Learning from Anna to help your first business succeed, you must minimize your expenses. Do not believe the lie that you will have to take out a loan to start your first business. Loans pile on a huge weight that crushes many businesses to the death before they can grow and become great. Starting with what you have right where you are minimizes your expenses. Use your home as the center for your business and operate as long as possible before renting a building. Use the money and assets you have as long as possible before taking on the burden of a loan. These are principles that will work. If you've made a mistake in your business or personal life, somewhat like Anna did, please hear me loud and clear. You are in good company because we all have made these kinds of mistakes. Mistakes or accidents don't define you, but what you do after the mistakes will define you. Let's confess together right now that we resolve to be change agents for our lives. Please join and repeat this short but powerful confession with me. With God's help, I am an agent of change. My actions today will shape what tomorrow becomes. As a part of today's action steps, we have some discussion questions for you. First, what could Anna have done differently in her journey to avoid the sad ending that was reality in her life, and discuss that with someone? Secondly, have you witnessed a business being crushed by the weight of a loan? What could have been done differently to avoid it? And lastly, what do you think about this quote? Earning a lot of money is not the key to prosperity. How you handle your money is. Have you seen this to be true, or have you seen it to be false? Discuss that with someone and come back for the next lesson where we dive deeper into the law of financial management. Until then, use what you have where you are to start, grow, and fix your business. Thank you for being a part of Inspiring Better Business.